Well, I'm Robin Oak, and I'm the Chief Constable of the Isle of Man, which means I'm in charge of the police force here. I've been here for 8 years, although this is my 9th TT, so you'll have to work that out. And I had never been to the Isle of Man, except for 2 holidays prior to coming here. What happens about Chief Constable posts is that they're advertised throughout the police service, and when one is a Deputy Chief Constable, one is able to apply. I was very, very fortunate to have been successful in this back in 1986. I started here on the 1st of April 1986, which a lot of people laugh about, but it happens also to be my wedding anniversary, so it was a very significant day. I had, in my holidays, seen motorcycle racing here, in that one of my holidays coincided with the Manx Grand Prix. Although I wasn't actually a motorcycle fan, I'm a sports fan, generally speaking, but since that time, and certainly since I've been on the Isle of Man, motorcycling has become more than a fascination. It's a real interest. I've got to know something about machinery, about the riders, about the teams, and all sorts of other things which surround the motorcycle industry. And I find it not only as a duty for me as the Chief Constable to organise with my colleagues all our duties, I just happen to love being here as well. One of the added things that they give to this post holder is to be Chief Marshal. Again, I was a bit apprehensive when I first came here to be told 10 weeks later I was going to be Chief Marshal of the greatest racing in the world. But I soon got into it, and really once the organisation of duties has been done, there's nothing else for a Chief Marshal to do except to take the brickbats if something goes wrong. So what I do on a personal basis is walk right around the course during the fortnight. I do 4 or 5 miles a day and try and say thank you to all the marshals. They're there voluntarily. Most of them are from across, some are from the Isle of Man. I've got to know a lot of them over the years, and then I meet the new ones as well, but I just feel that someone ought to go around, shake their hand and say thank you for what they're doing. The bonus to me is that I see racing from every angle possible on the Isle of Man, which of course is a great interest to me. Well, now, the TT itself is something to which my colleagues and I look forward. We know it's an exhilarating time. The season, if we can call it that still, does actually start probably at Easter, so it's well before TT time, but this is the time that actually is the magnet for the crowds, and with the motorcycles, the extra cars, it really brings an atmosphere to the island. And it's something which doesn't actually bring any trouble with it. All sorts of people say to me, well, how horrendous it must be. Doesn't the crime rate go up, and don't the motoring offences and accidents go up? Crime rate is hardly affected at all, because most people involved with the TT are super people. They just enjoy the racing and they enjoy the Isle of Man. We get a little bit of trouble with drink, and sometimes they get a little bit over boisterous, but the police officers in their briefing are told to walk around with a smile on their face, try to enter into the spirit of things, and I think they do, generally speaking. It's nice to hear fans saying to us, well, you've got policemen actually speak to us. We find that that's not the case where we come from. So it's a bit of a challenge, because what we do is split the force in half. Instead of having the four-shift system, which we normally work through the force, we just split it in half with just 2 shifts, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. That's in theory, they work 12 hours a day. In fact, they work many more hours than that. Today, for instance, with the racing, they'll have been on since 10 o'clock this morning. They'll go home probably at 3 a.m. when it gets a bit quieter downtown, and then they're up again for racing next morning. So it's a very long day, and they get very tired at the end of the fortnight, perhaps a little tetchy at times, so we have to perhaps forgive them a little bit for that. But it really isn't a horrendous time. The accident rate has been a problem, one has to say that. Last year we had a lot of fatalities, and every year I've been here there have been just a few. Difficult to know what to do, because motorcyclists come here, they love the freedom of the fact that there isn't an overall speed limit. They love the freedom of the fact that they can ride around the course and ride off course on the other roads, but our roads are not really built for speed unless there's no other traffic there. And what we've tried to do this particular year is give a lot more publicity to the dangers of our roads, to educate them. I mean, they can enjoy it, to my mind, as much at 65 miles an hour as they can at 95 miles an hour. And so it's just a question of saying to them, cool it a little bit, because it may not only be you who's involved, there may be somebody else who's innocently driving or walking and whatnot. And I think that's generally the attitude. We don't go out looking for law breakers, for speeders or anything like that. Some of them do get booked, but always there's been an element of danger or something in addition to the extra speed that they're doing. Most of them, but you'll see motorcyclists, our police motorcyclists going like that, or policemen standing on the road, just waving their arms up and down to slow the traffic down a little bit. For their sakes, much as anything else. We get around the campsites. A new innovation has been that we've given every motorcyclist a donor card, which was suggested by one of our doctors. I think it's a little cruel, personally, but there's a bit of humour in it as well. And the leaflet we've stuck these donor cards on more or less says, well, you don't want to die, but if you do, why not live on in somebody else? And that's the way we've done it. Well, now, I think the TT Fortnite, its highlights are the evenings, quite frankly. I mean, I love the racing, and I must say that that probably is the priority of the day, and I like that more than anything else. But in addition to that, the highlights are the evenings. Not only in Douglas, but if you go right around the island, there are different events going on, and the motorcycle groups have their own reunions. Tonight, for instance, is the TT Riders Association. Men and women, indeed, who've ridden in the TT for 50 or 60 years, some of them. So you get the old riders with the new riders coming together. It's a great evening to which they've given me an invitation. We have the prize givings downtown, which are also tremendous occasions. The street party, which only started, first of all, in, well, like, was it 1992 or 1993 it started? But that's become widespread, and we're hoping to increase that as the years go by. Just a magnificent festival occasion, and that's the word that we use with it. It's not the Isle of Man TT as such, the Isle of Man TT Festival, and wonderful. We hear of men and women getting married on the Isle of Man. Sometimes they've only met in this fortnight, and by the time they've gone back, they've found someone to marry them, and off they go, having got married on the course somewhere. So, you know, it's a bit of everything to enjoy while we're here. The problems that we come across, I don't think, are things that we like to talk about very much. The press make a lot of the fatalities. Sometimes they exaggerate what's gone on. Sometimes they actually get it wrong. For instance, there have been two competitors killed this week, which is very, very sad. But they've lumped those as if they're sort of the road traffic accidents outside, and that we ought to ban it, or we ought to have an overall speed limit or whatever. And there are things that won't cure it anyway. And the racing and the spectating is something which must be separated, to my mind, the different dimensions. I think the press actually, generally speaking, are behind us. It's just the few who come in, take a sample of what's going on. They don't like what they see or what they hear, or maybe they've got an editor behind them who is saying, come on, make a big story about the fatalities and so on. And they inevitably come to the police. They go to the tourist department as well and the highways department to try and get a different story. And if they find a chink between what we're saying, between one another, they'll exploit that as well. But I think we can cope with that. And we try to keep a good sense of humour. That's what it's all about. And I quite honestly, I believe the TT is actually expanding. Every year we have far more riders than can be coped with. This year, I think 124 were turned away because they just couldn't have fitted them on the start line. You may have seen this morning that they had, I think, 95 starters. Well, the maximum you can have is about 100, simply because those who started first will be coming round before you've got the other ones off. And so you have to be just a little bit circumspect there and make sure they're off the line very, very quickly and clear the course. So I think for the future, the TT is going to actually expand. It's the road racing capital of the world. And I was talking to Robert Holden just now from New Zealand. And he travels, you couldn't get much further away than New Zealand, but he said, I wouldn't miss it for a world. He brings his motorcycles over, he's got his Britain team over here, he's got his wife over here this year, and she's fallen in love with the place. And that's what it is. And we have competitors from 14 different countries. And that, to me, shows you the sort of place that it is. And I believe that at least I hope, that nothing will stop the TT going ahead. Going to really expand. It's the Isle of Man, as far as I'm concerned.
What do you do in your average day? during the tea time?
Well, I start early, usually about 7 in the morning, simply because there is work to be done inside police headquarters. I try and get to the briefings of the PCs who are coming on the early shift. I try to go to the debriefing of those who have come off late at night. And then, having had a summary with my senior colleagues, we drink coffee together, and the lads call it morning prayers. But in fact, we just sit around, we talk through the last 24 hours. We do that every day anyway, whether it's TT or not. But on TT race days, at 10 o'clock, I have to be ready, full uniform, go off to pick up His Excellency, the Lieutenant Governor. He is brought in motorcade, and we stand opposite the grandstand. He meets the officials of the ACU, and national anthem is played. And then he likes, like I do, to meet the riders before they set off. And as I said a little while ago, I know most of the riders now and can have a little chat on the start line with them. They tell me they like doing it, although at first I was a bit shy. I wondered if I was intruding on their nervousness. But no, they say they like to have a chat, and it takes their mind off that horrendous first start when they go over Bray Hill. So that's the next part, seeing them off and on the start line, making sure His Excellency is now in the company of somebody else who will be escorting him around. Sometimes he goes out for a picnic. Sometimes he stays here by the grandstand. And my day then is spent somewhere else on the course. I drive to where I finished the day before and then start walking. I actually walk along the course, which is a bit hairy at times. I try to be very careful. Perhaps I would add this in a little bit of humour. When I first came here, I didn't know the course very well, and I started to walk around the way that they cycle around. But when I finished the first fortnight, my senior colleague said to me, look, when the next TT comes, why not walk the other way, facing the motorcycles that are coming? At least you'll see what killed you. Which, well, it was poignant to say that one has to be very careful. I try to not be an inherent deterrent to the rider. I mean, I stand back in the hedge. I don't really walk on the dangerous parts while they're coming through. You can time it, and sometimes I'll walk across a field or whatever. But I do it just to meet the marshals as I go around, to say thank you to them. And racing finishes at about 4:30. Then I'm back in the office to try and catch up on what I should have been doing the day. I've usually dictated something to my secretary in the morning, so there's all that to be signed. And by about 6:30, I'm downtown. I like to patrol with the lads downtown and go to some of these events to which I've been invited. The other night it was the TT Marshals Association and the TT Supporters Club, so that was two events to go to. And they I got away from there about 11:45. Then there was the street party till 3 a.m. so it was a short night's sleep on Sunday night.
Off duty all the time then?
Well, I don't want to be off duty. I really feel if the lads are having to work long hours, then the bosses ought to work long hours. And my deputy and the chief inspector in charge of all operations, you'll see them out at all times. We obviously need to have some sleep, and we try and stagger our hours, so we always have this definite time to meet at 9 in the morning. But we'll decide between ourselves who will stay on till 3 a.m. It just happens to be my turn on Sunday night. And then again on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, I shall be out late. But then they will have done their late turn, if you like. It's merely to be alongside the lads, I think, to help them to see us, and I think the fans to see us around as well. I mean, I can walk around, and I do walk around out of uniform a lot, and quite a lot of the fans now have got to know my colleague and myself, and we'll start to chat, which is very, very good. We enjoy that.
And what else do you enjoy about the TT? Is there anything else, any stories or anecdotes about the TT that you can
remember? Well, one of the things I've got involved in is the Race Mission, which has a tent here. It was founded, in fact, by one of the riders and by one of the mechanics. They were in different teams, but they found that they wanted to do something from the Christian point of view to mix amongst the families and the riders. Now, they've been here for 8 years now. I was also asked to organise by the Daily Express, of all people, the grandstand open-air service, which now happens every mad Sunday at 9:30. And Leslie, who started, Leslie Nicol, unfortunately he's died. He participated in the first two, but it was his suggestion that we ought to do something like that. It's reviving an old open-air service which used to be held at Braddon Church. which is on the course, and so we do that every year. Another marvellous effort. Well, quite a lot of the time when I'm walking around, things happen, I can tell you. It's really quite incredible. Last year I was up at the Gooseneck, which is up on the north part of the course, just outside Ramsey. And as I arrived, one of the special constables thought, oh, I'm sure the boss will like a hot dog. So she ran back to the caravan, which was selling the hot dogs, so that when I arrived there, she came up, she went to salute me, but she'd forgotten she'd got a hot dog in her hand with its tomato sauce. And so she brought up her salute, and the tomato sauce went down her face, right down her uniform. Which, well, that's good fun. Another thing, the PCs do expect me coming around, but quite often, because they're either helping with an accident or some sort of incident, they'll put their helmet on a wall. And when I arrive, if they haven't seen me, they don't quite know what to do. And last year, for instance, I was walking through Government House grounds, and I saw the PC's helmet was on top of the car. It doesn't actually worry me. I like them to look smart, but obviously they've got other things to do, and if they're bending over an accident or something, take the helmet off. But he saw me out of the corner of my eye, but realised I was nearer his helmet than he was. And then, of course, he didn't know quite what to do. He just simply apologised. But he had, in fact, just got a rider out of the hedge who'd fallen in there. So, I mean, that was okay. The very first year here, where they weren't used to me walking around. My predecessor never did this. He stayed in the grandstand. And I was walking around, and unknown to me, there had been a dog on the course, and this particular PC put his helmet down and chased this dog and chased it into a field. But while he was doing it, in the roadway, two motorcycles in the race buzzed past him. He was on the centre line, and they came either side of him, and it shook the living daylights out of him, because they were going about 140 up by Belleg Bridge. And he was so shocked, he just stood there, and a marshal went and dragged him off and sat him down just before I arrived, so I knew nothing about that. And when I came across the road and walked up, and I was a bit annoyed to think that he'd seen me, but he didn't get up. But anyway, the marshal said to me, be careful, he's just had a terrible shock, he's never been involved in anything like this before. So I sat down with him and chatted, and I suppose for a quarter of an hour really, and I didn't know him because I was new to the force. But when I left, he said to me, oh, by the way, which fire station are you from? He had no idea I was his chief constable. But one could reel off stories like this all the time. I ought to write a scrapbook, I think.
Changed since you first came here, or has it changed?
Yes, it has changed. I think when I first came here 8 years ago, maybe it was because I was new to it, I noticed there was a lot of tension between the local committee and the ACU from Britain, and it always seemed that there was some tetchiness, some argument. And my previous deputy chief constable is now retired. Poor fellow always seemed to be the centre of these arguments. They would come to him to arbitrate. Well, I don't know what it is, and I don't know how it's happened, but we don't get anything like that at all. We get on very well. And it's partly, I think, because the ACU does come over during the year. The present chairman comes over, February time. He stays for dinner with us, we talk. And it might be that, although that's an involvement. We didn't plan it that way. I think, got to know each other a lot better, and what arguments there are have all been sorted out before the TT. So that's probably one of the changes. I think secondly, there are far more older folk who come amongst the spectators, which again is very good. My first impression was that it was the exception to be over 50 and a motorcyclist, whereas now it seems to be it's almost the exception to be under 30. Apart from the racers, obviously they're much younger, but if you go down to the front at Douglas and see some of the motorcycles there, most of which are motorcycles of vintage class, so they're very valuable, but you'll see that their riders, once they've taken their helmet off, the grey hair, bald, probably 60, 70, even 80 years old. So that's another thing I think which has changed, and I suppose the longer it goes on, the more that will happen.
Has it grown?
In my time it has, yes. The first year, 1986, when I first came, bear in mind it was a recession all the time, we had, I think, 8,000 motorcycles arrive and whatever it was, 15,000 people. And that's gradually increased right the way through. And this year, I'm told, there's just over 20,000 motorcycles with 30,000 visitors. So you can see it's more than doubled since I've been here. Although the days of the 1950s, 1960s, when it was a bucket and spade holiday place anyway, I don't suppose these figures match up to that at all. But I hope one day it'll get back to that.
How would you describe the atmosphere?
Electric. That's probably the best way to do it. It's electric here because you can hear the background noises, no doubt, of the racing going on. So that in itself generates that sort of excitement. But wherever you go on the island, as far as I can see, there's something about the atmosphere which changes. The front at Douglas, which is really the mecca of the island, with all the various things going on, including the street parties and the street bands and the kart racing on the front. It's all this wonderful carnival atmosphere, and that in itself is a magnet. It's a magnet to me to come out on duty. I love to do it, and it's a magnet, I think, to the fans who perhaps before have been disinterested, only come for the racing. They now come down there rather than ride around the island. So it's actually lowered the accident rate as well.
How do you feel about the change to Mad Sunday just there?
What do you mean by the fact that they had the race on Mad Sunday? Well, because that happened inadvertently because of the weather on Saturday, but as a matter of fact, it did cool down the riders on the Mad Sunday sort of circuit. Normally by about 11:30, we'll have had three or four serious accidents. This year, it did start a bit early. There were some people, knowing that the racing was going to start at 2 o'clock, set out a bit earlier perhaps than they would have done. But we only had one reported accident, and that was a very minor accident in the morning, because a lot of them later on, when they got onto the course, it was crowded, but all they were doing was riding to a particular spot where they wanted to watch it, whereas normally there's nothing to watch on Mad Sunday except just a hair around the course. So that made a great effect, and I know there's talk now, whether it's feasible or not, I don't know, to have a race every year on what is now known as Mad Sunday. In this think tank committee we've had for a year to try and reduce the serious accidents, one of the things was to stop calling Mad Sunday Mad Sunday. Well, how do you do that? I mean, if three people stop calling it Mad Sunday, it makes no difference at all. Publicity, you can not use it, but people still think of the middle Sunday as Mad Sunday, and they like Mad Sunday. But I think the racing on it has certainly contributed to the reduction in the accidents this year. I think it was a great change.
Is it the highlight of your year?
I think it probably is, yes. But I could name several pinnacles. This is probably the highest of them. See, 2 weeks' time is International Cycling Week, which is a different pace altogether, but that's a great week. Tynwald Day itself is a marvellous carnival atmosphere and unique to the Isle of Man. I love that. The World Tin Bath Championships I could add in. I mean, that's a wonderful time in itself. And one could add the motor rallies and other things, but of the several peaks in the summer period, there's no question, this is the best.
Okay, thank you very much.
My name is Curry Cooper. I'm working here as a steward for the TT. I haven't actually been involved with like behind the scenes of the TT before. I normally work in the library shop for 2 weeks. And sometimes I work in the cafe. But I decided I got asked to be a steward.
What's something you do every day when you're working here as a steward?
And we just make sure that everyone's got their tickets. Basically, just answer questions.
Directions,
yeah. We haven't been able to use our languages yet because everybody knows English.
Will you specifically ask your languages?
No,
but it helps. So it's Germans and stuff.
Done it at GCSE, but everybody knows English, so it doesn't really puts us to shame a bit, really.
what other things do you do during the day when you're here?
When we're here? Yeah. Well, we normally just stay here for the races, and if it's raining, we even have to stay here and get soaking wet. But after work, we normally go down the promenade, don't we, Corrie? Like,
yeah.
Go down the promenade and just walk around like everyone else does, because it's really good.
Is that what you enjoy most about the TT?
Yeah, the atmosphere is great.
Just two weeks of the year, the whole line just bounces. It's just amazing.
Is it the thing that you wait for?
Yeah, it's the best time of
the year. The stall over there, and he comes every year. He says he really enjoys it because everyone's just like one big happy family.
It's really quiet, there's no violence or anything.
Yeah. And I was talking to some policemen in town, and they said that the only disturbances that they had is just like the everyday thing that happens. Over the whole year, hardly any increase in anything. It's just, everybody just has just more, really. But it's really sad to see when the newspaper just peek out, like when somebody dies, they just peek on that, and everybody else thinks, God, what goes on?
Yeah.
It's just a load of fun, really.
The police let them get away with everything, don't they? Like,
yeah.
There's like naked bungee jumpers and stuff, and they're doing donuts on the promenade and everything. They don't mind at all.
They keep control of it, but they join in and the police.
They laugh along and everything
as well. What sort of people have you met?
All sorts. All sorts, isn't there?
Yeah.
People from all sorts of types from all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had people, some of the other students have had some Germans trying to bribe them to be able to stand. Yeah. Tell them that they can read their palm and.
How do you get tickets for the stand?
You have to go down there and buy them. But it's normally sold out, well, it was sold out yesterday. And
last races.
It was hard work telling everyone, sorry, but they're all sold out, and eventually, like, our boss let us sneak people up. Yeah. Because it's a real shame, you know, and they've come from, like, Germany or something, and they can't see the race.
Yeah. What's your highlight for 2 weeks? What part do you like most?
Oh, I like the street party the night before. It was brilliant.
What are you doing here?
Just walking around, even though it was raining, it was crowded, it was everyone there, and it was brilliant.
There's loads of bands playing.
What's the atmosphere like when the bandstand here? Is this where you always work?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's just like, everyone's like really interested in the races and stuff. You'll ask us who we think is going to win and stuff.
Yeah.
We don't really matter.
Do you know a lot about the races in general?
Not much.
I know a bit. Well, you get to know them because we're having conversations with Gordon Spike saying, well, do you think he's going to win? Do you think he's going to win on that Suzuki Supersport bike? Well, I don't really know, actually.
So it's not really the races that interest you so much.
I like races too, yeah. We're going to university next year, aren't we, Corrie? So we thought we'd get involved because it's last year we'll be here.
Yeah. See, next year we'll be doing our exams.
Yeah.
And it's going to kill us because we won't be able to go out at all.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Edinburgh.
I'm going wherever they'll take me.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to Edinburgh anyway. Yeah.
But you think you'll come back to the TT if you could?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. My sisters, they're at college and they got really homesick just for the TT. So they've just come home for this week and they're going back.
So it's really big in the island itself.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves it, really.
Yeah.
There's no one who loses out on it because everyone makes money, don't they?
Last year, it's normally senior race day.
But it's all a solo.
Just around the corner there.
What are you saying?
Senior race day, our family like normally goes out and have a picnic. Just like I'd go and sit on the mountain, just get chatting to everybody.
Yeah, everyone's so friendly because I was out Friday night and just sitting at a booth in Casey's and all these people just come over and start talking to you, you know what I mean? Just make friends with you from all over the world. It's really nice.
Do you still know people from years before?
Yeah, sometimes. People come back year after year, most.
It's really good.
I've got some of my cousins live in Yorkshire and they come over every year. And last year when Joey Dunlop came off his bike, my cousin, she was about 15 then, she sat and cried.
She sat and cried until she found out that he was okay, then she was alright.
Well, we live right on the course, so it's really noisy at times. That's what I don't like about it, the practice week, because like practice is at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're up.
Have you met many of the racers?
Last year I was talking to Steve Hislop.
They were talking to Joey Dunlop before. Yeah, he borrowed their pen to sign someone's autograph. You get to see quite a lot of them here, yeah? It's better if you're working in the enclosure, because they get to meet everyone that we're not there.
My sister's boyfriend, he used to be in the, used to go in the Grand Prix, and he's had his finals this week for his degree, and my sister told him that she was coming home for the TT, and he begged her to get Steve Hislop autograph. So they got it, and it just said, to James, good luck with your exams, and he was really pleased, and he took it into all his exams with him.
I'm going around the course on the back of my dad's motorbike soon, so I'm looking forward to that. The highlight, I suppose.
It's a shame Mad Sunday was cancelled.
Yeah, that's a shame that.
Do you normally go to that?
Yeah, I normally go sit somewhere around the course, watch everybody. I went around the course on a bike yesterday, and everybody was cheering you as you went round. Then I went around to the car, and my brother was waving to everybody. All these bikers are sitting watching and waving.
The Red Arrows are coming tonight, that's good as well. Isn't it? So we should go down the promenade tonight. It's going to be a nice night as well.
Yeah. Can you tell us what things do you see or what little stories can you tell about? Last year I knew that loads of people came over to Red down to Bushies. I was driving along in the car with my mum, and 100 yards away from Bushies, there's loads of people standing, and said, well, why are they there? And he goes, oh, they're from Bushies, and Bushies is right over there. He goes, well, they can't get in. And loads of people, there are barriers up on the pavement, and people just stand on the pavement. There's loads of people, like 100 yards away from Bushies, going all the way up. And there's an ice cream shelter just opposite Bushies. Charlie's, and there's just loads of people standing on top of that.
Yeah, it's like that's
it. It's just absolutely packed, and everybody's just having a good time.
And you get all the posers on the road just past Bushies all doing things, don't you?
Yeah.
Slipping off and that.
Pulling me.
There's a stuntman there. Stuntman was there last night. He was sitting on the handlebars, and I thought he was really good.
Yeah. So is it the highlight of New Year?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Better than Christmas and New Year, isn't it?
Yeah. I think you might get threatened, like all these huge bikers coming around. But no, it's just so nice. Really, really nice. Yeah. Albury. What's that? Yeah. Try it, Albury. Dave Fletcher, Albury. Yeah.
Well, we just come here for the atmosphere, have a good time, drink plenty. Watch the races, ride around the island.
How often do you come?
Well, on the trot, this is the second year. I've been before a few times, but working for myself, I'm not like able to get here as many times as I'd like to, if you want. But yeah, it's nice to see everybody enjoying themselves. As I said, we're all here for the same sort of thing, you know. Unlike football, you don't get any trouble or, you know, that sort of thing. Folks get drunk, why not? You know, there's a lot of pressure on everybody these days. It's a good way of releasing it. So, yeah, we love it.
What's your accommodation like here?
Not too bad at all. We've had better, but still, you know. We was rather late booking it anyway, so we just had to get what we could get, you know. But as a rule, all in all, it's okay. It's great.
What do you think about the prices of getting over here?
That's a different kettle of fish altogether. To be honest, I think we ripped off something terrible. The service on hold is terrible. Yeah, that's the way I see it anyway. There's no, you either take it or you leave it. It's that sort of thing. If you complain, well, that's your problem, you know. Yeah. They're not really interested. They issue you with a ticket if there's any hiccups or anything like that. They're not very obliging, you know. That's the way I've always found it anyway. So, a zonk for that one. No, not good at all. No.
What is it you like about the TT most?
Well, the thousands of bikes, the bikers. I think the police are extremely good as well. I can't think of enough things. It's good. It's brilliant. It's really good.
Where do you socialise?
Everywhere, all over the place. One place is as good as another. Mainly Douglas. Like in the week, all over the island, everywhere. We like the people, nice and friendly. They appear to enjoy having us here, which is nice, because bikers are not appreciated everywhere, you know. So it's nice to be welcome somewhere, and this is it, like, it's great.
How do you feel about what do you think is going to happen in the future with the TT, or what do you hope for the future?
Well, I hope for the future that it carries on the way it is. I don't see, from my point of view anyway, that it should change in any way. I've got this feeling that there's people sort of waiting round the corner to do everything that they can to upset it and change it and, you know, perhaps destroy it altogether. I really hope that doesn't happen. That'd be a terrible shame. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Duncan Carter, I'm from Manchester, just outside, just outside Manchester, Flixton. I'm actually socially involved with a bike club that's in Stockport, so I'm based in Stockport quite a bit. And I do the bike scene quite a lot, in the rally scene, which is like the parties, where it's the weekends away. And just partying on, really. It's the first time I've been to the Isle of Man TT races for 12 years, last time I come. I was with my father, which was 12 years ago, which I suppose really got me into the bike scene. I'm not really a race scene myself, but it's good to get out there and watch it. I mean, I've actually come over because I'm with a group of friends and I like meeting other bikers and we just get on so well. I mean, you just meet people you've never met before and you end up being really social with them, going out for drinks and then you end up meeting new friends and end up getting invited to other places and it's just great, it really is.
What sort of people have you met this time?
Well, I've met quite a lot of the locals. We're bumping into locals in quite a notorious pub called Bushes. So I'm told anyway, which obviously I've found out by now. And the locals are really good, they're really friendly. They like to pull you around the places that they think are the best places to go. And we've met other people. We've met a couple of Australians at a camp next to us. And they've come over for come over to England for 3 months and then decided to come over here. The chap had two bikes in Australia and sold two bikes, went to England and bought a bike to travel over here. And him and his wife are having a great time. And the Germans are quite friendly, which I was surprised, because having been to Germany, you usually find they're not friendly in Germany. But over here, I think it's just the fact that we've got a common interest and everyone gets on so well.
What is your average day, or what do you do on the average day during TT?
Well, as I say, because I haven't been over for such a long time, I've been trying to do a bit of sightseeing as well as seeing a bit of the races, and drinking far too much. I've been trying to see some of the island. I've been up to a couple of the castles. I'm hoping to go up to the bike museum before I go home, and it's nice. As I said earlier on, I'm not a race type person, so I've got a slow bike, so I've been out taking the scenery riding around. So it's quite a nice island, especially when the sun's out.
Have you been to any other bike festivals?
Some of the bigger ones in England, like the Rock and Blues, the Bulldog Bash, the Kent Custom Bike Show, and then some of the smaller ones that the clubs put on. But this is probably the biggest one I've been.
How does it compare to the others?
Different. Very different, because you've got the race scene as well, which you don't normally have on the others. It's purely like partying, really, and all the other sort of things. Riding your own bikes, whereas here you've got something to actually spectate on. I mean, I'd like to try something different and try something in the States as well, and then come back and compare it again if we ever get the opportunity.
What's your accommodation like?
Well, I'm camping, so so I'm cooking for myself, so the food's absolutely terrible. I'm in a very small tent, so it's very cramped.
Where's that?
It's just at the back of the grandstand, so we get to walk around and have a look at and speak to a couple of the chaps that are actually riding the race, which was quite good early on in practice week. And they're quite friendly as well, they're willing to talk to people and not shove you off as some people might think they would do, but no, they're great, very friendly.
Do you think you'll come back to the team?
I think we will, yeah, but it won't be a regular occurrence, so like every year, which I know a lot of people do, but I can understand why, but I'm not a race person, like I said. But I'd like to come back again after I've done a few other things.
And how would you describe the whole atmosphere of the festival itself? Could you describe it?
That's difficult, because people are looking for so many different things in this thing. Just very friendly and lots of fun.